All right, so from what I understand, you are a senior at Eureka, correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell me about what sports you play.
I play football, basketball, and track and field.
So obviously your spring semester of junior year was kind of everything canceled due to COVID, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
And were you worried that you weren't going to be able to play at all this year just with how things were going before finally getting the news that we would be able to resume sports?
After the cancellation of football in the fall and how things looked like over the winter for basketball, yeah, I was really concerned that stuff was not going to play out the way that I hoped it would, because we were just too complacent with how we were dealing with the COVID cases. But I'm glad that it finally turned around and flipping out.
And if I'm not mistaken, you have received offers to continue your football career into college, right?
Yes, sir. I have 17 as of right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got a lot of offers. You got a big decision to make. So how did it factor into not being able to play football this fall for you, and how did that all go?
That actually really hurt my recruitment, because I wasn't able to put out any fall film that I could use to attract coaches. And at this point, even though I'm grateful to have a spring season, it's pretty late in the game for coaches still be offering kids in my class, because we're going to be on campus in the fall. So yeah, it definitely hurt my recruiting just for not having any film to put out to like over November.
Whenever you were be talking to these college coaches, were they kind of understanding, or because I know other states they were probably looking at, those kids were playing football in the fall, right?
Yeah, they were. It was interesting. It kind of depended on the school. For the most part, it definitely deterred them from recruiting me, unless I was someone that they really wanted to get. But, that they just have to do what they have to do, because at the end of the day, you're going to take a kid that you know is good because he has film that he can put out over a kid that you think is good, but you can't prove it because you haven't had any film from over a year.
So now that basketball and football look like, hopefully, fingers crossed, everything goes well for a spring season, it's going to be a pretty busy spring for you, right? Going basically from basketball right into football.
Yeah, actually, just this week we've been putting in basketball practices whenever we can, just to be able to get the right amount so we can start playing games as soon as possible. We, as a football program, we've done a good job with like doing off-season lifting stuff and getting all the kids in the weight room. But, I mean, as soon as we're allowed to start, it's going to be crazy. Our days are going to be so much longer, because we're going to be here for 2 or 3 hours just working to get better and catching up for whatever we didn't get in the fall.
But for you, it seems like you kind of enjoy those longer days, right? Obviously, when you're in as many sports as you are and you're as successful as you have been, is it something that you've been waiting for to be able to get back into this?
Yeah, those long days are going to be a blessing, because at first, you know, that kind of changes your perspective, because at first you were a little disappointed to have a long day and you look forward to having those breaks. But at this point, a long day is just about the only thing I could ask for. And I feel like my teammates feel the same way. We're really just excited to be able to actually work again and be together.
What did you miss most about participating in sports, would you say?
Definitely the camaraderie. Even when we're together in the weight room, it's not the same thing as, you know, being padded up and hitting each other, or, you know, running a pickup game and just playing with your friends. So it's nice to have that sense of like camaraderie and togetherness again now that we're actually playing.
That seems pretty consistent with what people that like people who are involved in sports, like I was in high school, and I will tell you that is one of the things you miss the most after you're done, is the camaraderie and even the long bus rides, the long days, like you were talking about. So you're looking forward to all that.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I get the chance now, because this is my last year here, and obviously as the way things go, like you're gonna grow apart from these guys as you grow older. So it's nice to have a chance to create some more memories while we still can.
So whenever everything really was looking kind of bleak and football season was basically pushed back to spring, What were your thoughts as you saw states around us playing and we were stuck with being told that Illinois could not?
So as other schools started to play, it was really tough just to be able to, like, get on social media and watch all the other states playing while we just had to sit and watch. But it deterred a lot of our teammates because, you know, they didn't think we were going to have any kind of season for anything. So they got really down and almost just moved on and were basically just sitting in until they could graduate. So it's nice to be able to, like, take a look and see that Illinois – got it together and we're following suit with the rest of the states and we're beginning to play even if we are delayed.
Yeah, and I saw your Twitter video a couple weeks back, as many people probably did, saying that you needed to play, and you touched on how important sports are to things outside of the sport itself, like mental health and stuff like that. So I'm sure that sports coming back is a welcome sight for all those reasons as well, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's an aspect of sports that really get overlooked, is some kids, like, genuinely just can't handle going to school and being under the stress of, like, homework and taking tests and all that stuff without some sort of break that they can get through a sport. So when you take that away from the kid, it can create a lot of stress and be very difficult for those kids to cope with. So I'm glad that they have some way to vent that stress through something productive again.
Yeah, going off of that, how have sports impacted you off the field? Just overall in your career, obviously you're coming to the end of your high school career, but how have sports impacted you, and what have you noticed kind of change without sports?
I've learned countless lessons through, like, playing sports at Eureka, because we're blessed to have great staffs for every sport, and they're always a big thing for them is teaching us, like, preparing us to be good men and not just good players. So they're always talking and teaching us, like, important morals and things like respect and manners so that we can carry that on throughout our life. And it's great to just honestly be there with them, because at the end of the day, like, they're not just my coaches. Like, I think of them as teammates in a way that, like, they're my friends. And it's really important for them to help, like, continue to develop, like, these freshmen that are coming in, because they're not going to know what they're missing out on. And, you know, that discourages a kid when they can't do things that they want to do.
Right. Well, is there anything else you want to add about sports coming back, Thomas?
I just like to say I'm really excited to get out there and compete, because it's been so long since we've been in any sort of competitive environment. And I'm really excited to watch the community come back and shape around these sports, because not just as a school, our community's been hurting too, because everybody's just been forced to lock down and quarantine. So I'm really excited that Illinois gave us a chance to right some of these wrongs.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Thomas, good luck with your senior seasons and everything that's going to be going on, and even as you go beyond high school with all those college offers you have. And I'm glad that sports are back for you guys, and hopeful, and like I said, good luck for your seasons.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.